your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting live twice daily, 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock central, from high atop the Ozark Mountains, Missouri. Information's on the website. It's a link to all of your instructors at USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. We've got a full schedule this week. Frank Underhill is going to be with us in just a minute. Matt Stein, Dr. Norm Shuley, Paulette Wanatka. We're going to talk about the food crisis this afternoon. The drought has impacted well over half the United States, and you know it's serious, and U.S. Congress had discussed it, and they went on vacation for 5 weeks. Remember, class, at our farm, Tuesday is trash day right here in Missouri. So do your duty tomorrow, Tuesday, take out the trash, and vote for term limits. You can do that by voting for someone new. Remember, never re-elect anyone. For about a minute, I was in style here at the farm over the weekend. Normally, I wear Wrangler blue jeans, you know, the dark blue ones. And when I was kneeling, I ripped one knee right across the front of the knee there and from side to side. So until I changed them about a minute later, I was in style. And I see young people wear these, and I think it's a ridiculous style. It reeks of poverty. And to think, young people pay extra to look like that? This Friday, we've got a meetup with Paulette Wanatka, and she's going to be discussing the coming food shortage. She's in the loop. She knows. And she'll be on this afternoon's broadcast with me at 3 o'clock. There's information on the website. And she'll be at the meetup this Friday. And we're going to be discussing this again on Friday. You know, fluoride's been marketed and touted as a beneficial chemical. Supposedly, it's good for hygiene. It's used in toothpaste and mouthwashes. You know, parents have been encouraged to give their children fluoride treatments when they visit the dentist. And the experts in the government have told us that fluoride would strengthen the tooth enamel and help prevent tooth decay. And it was sold to us as being perfectly safe. Well, the EPA has reversed its recommendation because they've determined that 2 out of 5 adolescents had tooth streaking or spottiness or in some pitting as a result of excessive fluoride. Well, how do you get that? Well, you get that by drinking water. And why would you drink water? Because it's really hot out. So, anyway, they found that excessive fluoride is capable of increasing the risk of brittle bones. And it leads to fractures and debilitating bone abnormalities. It also calcifies the pineal gland, and it's making us less smart. No question about it. So it's taken the government more than 60 years to recognize this. So through their efforts, through the government's efforts, American children have been overexposed to this toxic and potentially harmful chemical. Think about that. It took them over 60 years to figure out that they were wrong, and they still don't really want to admit it. A few Fridays ago, I was the speaker at our weekly USAPrepares.com meetups, and we discussed the question, what is your biggest concern? And a lot of people were very concerned about the economy. Hey, Frank, hardly anybody, actually no one believes the television news. They believe that there's more information than what is being told, and they believe that we're being lied to. So in that light, we're going to talk more about those kinds of things in today's class with the CEO of Underhill Securities in Nevada, Frank Underhill. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here. I had a semi-rest last week. I was up in Oregon, but the trout weren't biting and the rivers were low, and Sort of took a bit of enthusiasm out of my trip, but however, nonetheless, it's good to be back. Good to be back.
Frank, it's great to have you on the broadcast classroom with us. Frank, so what was it like out there? Can you give us a thumbnail of your experience?
Well, it was very warm and green. I got to say, when you were talking about the drought, and I think we covered this last night, like you look up there and you see cattle everywhere, green pastures, rivers running through it. And I think you said, but how much is farmland up there?
Yeah,
and
right.
You hit it right on the head there. And because they got mountains on one side on the east and ocean on the west, it leaves very little for the kind of acreage you need to run a productive operation. But
yeah, Frank, think about this, Frank. New York City, Long Island, is really, really fertile ground. I mean, you could really grow great produce in New York City and Long Island. Well, you could have before we polluted it all. But, you know, didn't we pave the whole thing over?
All paved over, all gone, and you're seeing a lot of agriculture land either abandoned or vacated or parched in your areas. And, you know, this is, again, why I look at why people should even be looking at food as an investment or a commodity or just a hedge. Whether you're storing food or whether you're buying farming equipment equities or food, it's probably handy to have a little insurance policy there.
So, Frank, when you say that, are you talking about buying physical food? Are you saying buy food and store it? Are you talking about freeze-dried guy type food? What are we saying?
That kind of food, particularly, or even if you're investing in food and you're an investor, take a look at adding some food as well to your portfolios.
Okay, so what are you talking about? Are you talking about companies that are in the farming industry? You're talking about the
in the agriculture business? Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm not talking about buying retail food stocks like your grocery chain brands, but companies that are actually involved in the processing and harvesting.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that an industry that you used to be in?
Not offhand, no, not directly, but I do know quite a bit about it.
Okay. All right. So, Frank, as we look at, you're talking about investments, Knight Capital.
When I used to be, I worked in one of those operations, and it was a payday every day. Livestock would come in, and people forget, you know, when you buy a side of, when you buy bacon or you buy cold cuts, that product has gone through 50 sets of hands just to get up to your grocery shelves, and it's very intense. A company only makes their money on a packing basis, makes their money on maybe the first two or three rashers of bacon. It's pennies on the dollar.
Well, I can tell you, farmers aren't making much because beef is now selling for a little over a dollar on the hoof per pound. And at the store, we haven't seen the prices come down.
They're still up. And actually, even the junkier brand of product you see on the shelf, stuff that's more filler than byproduct than actual meat product, $3 for a pack of wieners of less inferior quality. So, you know, maybe it's raised to the bottom, I guess.
Okay. So, Frank, what's going on as we talk about the markets? Let's talk about Knight Capital. What's happening?
That was a story that I was very surprised to see because it's a company that's not in newspapers and it's not talked about every day. And they do, I think, trading for a lot of the discounters. And I don't know how they can lose money on discounts, but in this case, it was a program trading error of software they installed, as far as I know, and it put them for like $400 million in the bucket. And I think we were talking yesterday, I mentioned it, they came up with $400 million at a dollar and change a share, and obviously you see the company paying for it today. Again, you know, this is where investors got to be very skeptical You know, you may not lose on earnings, or you may not lose on a production quota. You could lose on a technical glitch. And I think maybe that's why there's a lot of dubious and skepticism out there, because if it's, you're not trapped one way, you're trapped another.
Well, I'm very risk averse, and well, I'll tell you what, it absolutely scares me that I could have an investment and lose half of it because of some event that either some programmer placed into a program, or I'm sorry, some code that a programmer placed into a program, or it's just some accident. I mean, it's a really scary thing.
And well, that's why
Fukushima.
That's why you only buy what you know. And that's why I like the sector that I'm in, because it's a little more predictable than these unforeseen events.
So where are we with Knight Capital?
Well, I think over the weekend they bridged some financing, and they're up and trading today when I last looked, down a dollar. But I just avoid these kind of companies altogether. I don't see
For sure.
the but it's just scary. It's just an indicator. You know, instead of being pent up in a movie theater with a madman running around, or who our other guest inferred to, your portfolio is in this, and you can get massacred. Err on the side of caution. And I always tell people, invest in issues you understand.
No, I absolutely agree that if you're going to put your money out, you really do need to know where it's going. You know, I'd like to talk about gold. I'd like to know what you think about gold and where you think it's heading and why.
Well, thank you. Now I'm in an area of familiar waters. I think gold over 1600 here is for me a watermark. You saw all the banks.
We'll talk about gold when we come back. Frank Underhill's with me, and we'll talk about his newsletter and how you can get it if you'd like a free copy. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Gold's on the way up. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Underhill's with me. And Frank Underhill is the CEO of Underhill Securities Corporation in Nevada. And we're talking about gold right now. And if you'd like a copy of Frank Underhill's newsletter, it's free. You can just go to usaprepares.com and go to the contact tab and just send us a note and just say, newsletter, please. And we will send you a copy of Frank Underhill's newsletter. And the reason I like to do it that way, class, is so that I get a feel for what kind of interest there are in the topics that we discuss on this broadcast. And so if you'd like a copy, we'll be glad to forward that information on to Frank Underhill's team, and he'll send that newsletter out to you. By the way, Frank, would you say that you were an advisor to Bob Chapman?
Well, Bob knew everything, and I could probably just, give him anecdotal hints and other gold companies to take a look at, and because I like Bob, I have my sources as well. And I like to deploy them. When it comes to big cap, well, household names, everybody knows about them. And I really think people make their money on the undervalued, underlooked situations that people have never heard of before. And that's what I like to have an emphasis on.
Well, I think if I haven't disclosed this before, I'd like to disclose it now. Just before Bob Chapman passed away, I was on the phone with him. He was in the hospital. On a Saturday, he died the following Monday around 12:15 noon Eastern Standard Time, just a couple days later. And we were saying our goodbyes, and it was very, very tearful on both sides of the phone. And he was waiting for last rites at the hospital. And he told me to contact Frank Underhill, and so I did. And so that's how Frank and I got to know each other, and it was through Bob Chapman. And Frank and Bob Chapman talked many times a day. Isn't that right?
Yep. That's correct. And Bob also compartmentalized a lot of things, too, like when he'd go on programs or he would be, firewalls between contacts and connections for whatever reason. But the fact that he put you on to me, I say that he's had, we probably meant quite a lot to him.
Yeah, that's my take on it as well. So, Frank, when we talk about...
Can I just say one thing, too, about Bob, too, before we go on? I think Bob, in the end, did a lot of favors for people. No question about it, a lot of them. And I get calls from people, even to this day, that he's very profoundly missed. But I also think Bob was maybe even, used in a way as well, too, by people. He did a lot, and he gave so much. And in the end, I think he just gave so much that there probably wasn't a whole lot left at his passing.
I'm not sure exactly what you mean.
Well, when I read the letter from Jennifer there, about that, and he was a great mentor, and he was, and I just can't thank him enough. I don't think people who've helped can thank him enough. And he's not here to hear it anymore, but his effect will be profoundly missed.
You're absolutely correct, Frank. Gold today is, I guess, right at the moment, it's $1,613.10. It's up $9.50.
You're accurate.
And now the low for the year was $15.45, and that was in mid-May, like somewhere around May 16th. And then the high for the year was in February at $17.80. So we're between the low and the high right now. So what are your thoughts? Where are we going with gold, and why do you think that?
Well, I think, QE3 is obviously going to be a distant memory, like it's probably never happened. And I think gold is probably going to start to begin a gradual incline due to the fact you're looking at scarcity. The dollar is abating.
Scarcity of gold. We're going to talk about that when we come back, because I've got some questions about how much gold there is and what is the cost to get it out of the ground. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back with Frank Underhill.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches. All in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What are today's hot?
Take my. When you go to the TV, for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I was so intrigued with that. That commercial we just had during the broadcast segment in this one, and that stove in a can, and I wanted to call the company during the commercial breaks, and I just didn't get enough time to do that, but I will today. I'm going to call them. I think that is a really, really neat idea. I love it. So maybe they'll come to the Get Prepared Expo. Anyway, class, Fukushima is still leaking. No question about it. It hasn't stopped. It has not stopped leaking radioactivity into the ocean's waters since the initial event. Now, tomorrow, Matt Stein's going to be with us right here in the broadcast classroom. We're going to be talking about severe, acute, and sudden climate change. So if you can, please tell your family and friends to tune into that broadcast. And if it's unable to be tuned into, there's always the podcast. So you can go to our website, usapreparers.com, and click GCN Podcast, or you can go to the GCNLive.com website and download the usapreparers.com podcast. So that ought to be a class that you don't want to miss as well. And last Friday we had Larry Pratt on, and Larry Pratt said the equivalent of, if you see information that tells you you can't carry a gun in a certain place, like in a store or something, he said, protect yourself, regardless of what the sign says. So you might want to download that podcast. Of course, you can go to the same websites, usapreparis.com or gcnlive.com. That's last Friday's podcast. Frank Underhill's with me, and we're talking about the scarcity of gold. That is another frightening thought, because we're talking about the scarcity of food, and we know that's going to happen by end of year. Frank, let's talk about the scarcity of gold. What's that mean?
Well, it means that gold is going to be more expensive to mine. When I started in the industry, $400 cash cost per ounce was considered high. Now you're looking at $800-$900 an ounce cash cost. So just it's like more than doubled. And, of course, the deeper you go, the more money it costs to extract the metal. If there is, in general, how do you know if it's high grade or low grade? If it's lower grade, you could be in big trouble. So I think that being said, there probably could be a scarcity in gold. And you know, bear in mind, every ounce of gold that's ever been mined is probably still around today in some form of existence. But populations are getting bigger. More money is being printed, more people are buying gold. So I think just naturally on a demographic trend, looks like I think gold can probably move higher. And underlying these mining companies, the driving force behind their share prices are earnings. And of course, the shares go, the gold goes higher, it brings the prices up along with it. And I think the exact same thing can be said about silver as well, too. And on the break, Corey and I were talking about silver coins, and I think we talked about colloidal silver there. Being said, we went to a gold show, and there was a company there, a large company, that sells its silver coins to the public. And they had those girls just swiping those credit card swipers and people walking off with silver right there. So there's demand, and I think even at $27 an ounce silver, this is when silver was like $35-$40. Mm-hmm. I bet today if that same company was there doing the same thing, even at $27-$28 an ounce silver, you'll see the same thing, people rushing up to buy it. So it doesn't really matter what the price is, really, frankly.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because at the Get Prepared Expo, we limit the amount of gold and silver exhibitors that come to a very, very small amount. And they're only ones that we like. And for a couple of years, I've asked what's been the reaction. And what they say is always the same thing. The guests for the expo come, look, and they may buy a small amount of silver, maybe $500 worth, $1,000 worth, or a couple thousand dollars worth of gold right there at the expo. But after the expo, then in private, when they make an appointment to go to those locations where the dealers are, then they spend the $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $100,000 and buy the gold and silver.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amazing. And again, I think it really doesn't matter what the price is. And if you look in India there on the 60 Minute segment, people buy gold by the gram. And it's a forced savings plan. And this is how people accumulate wealth, is wealth through ownership as opposed to renting or leasing.
I'm glad you mentioned that, renting and leasing. This weekend, we have some very good friends that are also part of the expo, and they have been since the very beginning. And they're a neighbor farmer. Right across from us. And we're sitting around having lunch here over the weekend, and their entire family was here, and we're talking about survival, and we're talking about preparedness, and I just said, we're going to buy a backhoe. And, you know, the eyebrows were raised. You know, we have a very large John Deere tractor. I'm talking 100 horsepower tractor, which is, you know, you climb three steps up to it. The back tires are taller than I am. So it's a big, heavy tractor. And we pull around a 15-foot batwing mower with that So, you know, we cut our fields. You've seen these mowers. The highway departments use them. They have these wings that articulate up and down independent of the other wing on the other side. So they cut 15 feet of field at a time. And we use them for trimming down saplings and so forth. But so we have some substantial equipment here at the farm. And when I mentioned the backhoe, you know, the eyebrows went up. And I can get it at a reasonable price, a used one. I don't buy new equipment. I let someone else take that depreciation. And I said, well, you know, I can get it for maybe 7 gold coins. And then it's like, wow. You know, when you put it in those terms, 7 gold coins for a backhoe, you know, that seems like a really neat thing to do. But now think about this. Think about if I were to pick the ones that I paid $285 for, 7 of them for a backhoe. That's pretty cool. Or how about the ones I paid $707 for? That's still pretty cool for a backhoe.
That is how people should look at as investing, where you acquire for fewer dollars and you move out for higher dollars, therefore selling less metals. And that's why it only makes sense, and that's the allure of the metal itself, is because it's like a variable savings account, basically.
Mm-hmm. And pretty much I decided that I didn't want to buy a small backhoe. I wanted to buy one that's actually a little bigger than we need, so that I don't outgrow it. Now the question is, do we find one with air conditioning? Well, it's so darn hot. You know,
well,
this thing
you're out there in the summer and you plan on digging, and then I would get the air conditioning. Make it more pleasant.
Yeah, it's probably an extra $15,000, though, by the time, you know.
Oh, but, okay, well, I'll just put a fan on the sun visor there.
Yeah, but it does have a glass enclosed cab and so forth. But anyway, the point I was trying to make, and I don't know if I did it very well, I didn't know when I bought gold at $285 that a backhoe, a pretty substantial 100-horsepower backhoe was in my... in my future. You know, it's always nice to have a backhoe, but the gold has really moved enough so that it really works. I mean, it has been a tremendous hedge against inflation for me and for everybody else.
And that's taken time. When you buy these kind of assets, you have to hold on to them. You just can't flip and flop and hope for the best. It's accumulation of wealth over duration.
Well, how do you feel about that? Because we're talking about, you know, you've got ties to gold mining, silver mining, and so forth, and you know, base metal mining, and you know, it's in your family's history. How do you feel about trading gold for absolute? For assets that are absolutely tangible. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. And that's what you buy. You got to trade a tangible for a tangible. When you take a tangible into intangible, I think it's a recipe for disaster, like somebody selling a house, getting cash. Mm-hmm. The house is gone. Eventually the cash will whittle down to nothing unless you immediately reinvest it in another tangible. And this is why people have so little to show for anything over their lifetime, because people just, once they get, and that could be said with anyone who inherits money quick or gets a big bonus, go take a cruise. And in the end, you know, you say you got the memories, but the money is gone. Instead, you should take that money and buy a potable investment that is going to appreciate over time. Now, I'm not saying it's going to go straight up. You know, everything does have its risk, but you have time on your side, and the tortoise always wins the race.
Yeah. Well, Frank, let me ask this for your unbiased opinion. During that discussion around the kitchen table here at the farm with our neighbors, and I want you to know our neighbors are doctors. So they're very well educated. It's not like they don't understand things. And the question came up, well, how about renting one? And I said, you know, my response was, no, I'd rather own it because if I, or I could have somebody come and dig some trenches for me, and I want to build a barn. I need to build a barn to store hay. Well, because hay is so valuable, so I need to keep the hay out of the sun and the rain because of the rot. If I lose 25% of my hay, that's a big thing. That's a big problem. It's not a question of wasting money and buying more hay. It's a question of, can I get more hay? So as I discussed that, I said, well, I don't know all the things that I would want to use it for. I know some of them. I want to trench in pipelines. I want to trench in electrical power. I want to dig out my ponds and make them deeper so that if it ever does rain again, I'll have more water in reserve. And I'd want to dig out some springs. So when we come back, tell me what you think about ownership versus paying somebody to come in and do the job and not having to worry about maintenance or leasing equipment. Frank Underhill's with me. Free newsletter if you'd like it. Just send us an email. Go to usaprepares.com and click on contact. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure. denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I really enjoy getting emails from the students in the class, and I'd like to read one. Vincent, I just received this a couple minutes ago during the break. Vincent, I listened to you on GCN. I'm considering moving to the area in which you live and broadcast from based on elevation. What is a good high elevation location in your area where one could move to? I currently live in Western Kentucky, about 375 feet above sea level. Are you aware of any property available for sale there? Sincerely, John. Now, class, I get these emails of questions like this quite often. And Ed Marvini, who built a website for us, had a similar email and question many months ago. And he said he wanted to come out this way, and he did. And he and I met at the meetup. He showed up at the Friday night meetup at Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, the ones we always talk about. And we got to be friends. And then I spent, that was Friday, and then on Saturday, he and I spent about a half a day stomping around. I showed him all kinds of property, not as a realtor, but what to look for, to look at the topography, the terrain, the elevation, the neighbors, and you know, all the things that I thought would be important to look at. And he's built a website for absolutely free for us, and he's been a good friend, and he's now an instructor, and he's coming to the expo. So here's my suggestion for those of you that are thinking the same thing as John is thinking with this email. If you'd like, come to the expo November 3rd and 4th, and I will introduce you to the people that you need to meet. John Moore, he's our climate change researcher. Matt Stein, he's our MIT engineer. He's going to be talking about climate change with me tomorrow. And Stan and Holly Deo may be able to come to the expo also. I'm not sure about their schedule. They're trying to work that out. So you'll be able to meet people who can give you the answers, the experts in their field that can give you answers. And maybe we can even have a live remote teleseminar with at the expo with Joel Skousen. So there you go. I suggest that before you, you know, plunk down any money, you come out and stomp around and check out the area and see if you like it. We like it well enough to live here and move the entire family here. So that's just a thought. So, John, thank you for your email. And I suggest you try to come out to the meetup if you're in this area, and we'll introduce you to the people that you need to know in order to make a proper decision, an informed decision, and not make any mistakes. Frank Underhill's with me. If you're interested in his newsletter, just send us a note on the website, usapreparis.com, and we'll get it to you free. And, Frank, my questions were about buying versus leasing versus hiring. What are your thoughts on that kind of thing and using those words?
I like to own myself, because you have it. If mm-hmm. you lease it, unless you can get tax benefits from it, you know, so be it. But ownership's the way to go with anything. And that's, again, a foundation of wealth. It's like in these households are all gone under and foreclosed because no one had ownership in them. I was watching a program the other day on Bloomberg or one of these shows about that had a Canadian guy on there. And he said, Canadians, half the Canadians own homes. The other half has skin in the games, no mortgages. And that's why they've avoided this financial meltdown as opposed to here. Because here, when you don't own anything, it's just a house of cards. And that can happen in your own personal home. It can disintegrate very rapidly. I think you were talking a few shows ago about preparedness and having nothing in reserves. And that's how a house is. You know, if 3 or 4 months of bad luck, you're out of everything.
So Frank, do you own your own home?
Yes, I do.
Free and clear?
Free and clear.
Yeah, I do too. And class, the reason that I'm able to do this broadcast, I don't get paid at all to do this. I'm retired, but I'm a farmer. I'm a working farmer, and when I'm not behind the microphone, I'm with the cows and I'm working on the farm. But here's the point: if I had a mortgage note to pay, if I had car payments to pay, if I was a slave to insurance, I would not be able to do what I do for free. I couldn't do it. I'd have to have a job somewhere doing something, or I'd have to be an entrepreneur making a lot of money so I could pay all those bills. But fortunately, I don't have to do that. I can live a very simple life and do this. Frank Underhill's been with me. This is USAPrepares.com. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Coming up next, Alex Jones. Frank Underhill, thank you so much. We'll see you next Monday.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.